It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
With the trade deal now complete and a little bit of knowing of what is going to happen between the U.S. and China moving forward, what do we look at now, or where does the market go from here? When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about what the market will be watching.
As we near the end of the 2025 crop year, did your risk management strategy perform the way you planned? Did you follow your marketing plan, or did your current conditions cause you to adjust course? And what about your crop insurance coverage? Did you maximize protection to fit your operation and your goals? If you're questioning how your strategy performed, it might be time to talk to a true risk management specialist. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag is an equal opportunity provider.
Well, for the last couple of days, all eyes have been on this trade deal with China, and there are still a few unanswered questions. But when you look at the whole picture, it does look like there are a lot more treats in the trade deal than there are tricks. The biggest question and the biggest thing to watch now going forward is the implementation and the follow-through with what has been said is going to take place. The biggest one to be watching is going to be the short-term purchasing of soybeans from China for the 2025 calendar year. Now, they have said they're come in and buy 12 million metric ton of soybeans in 2025. China uses a calendar year, where the U.S. uses a marketing year from from October 1 to September. China has already bought about 6 to 7 million metric ton of soybeans from the U.S. In early 2025, which went on the 24 crop year. Now, if China counts those as purchases for 2025, that means they're likely only looking to buy somewhere between 7 to 8 million metric ton for the rest of 2025, which stands to reason when you look at we've got 2 to 3 months to be able to get these soybeans sold and shipped. Overall, we're going to have to watch the export inspection numbers. With the government shut down, we're not seeing export sales, flash sales being reported. But we are seeing shipments take place, and that's where we'll be able to gauge just what China's been taking and where the numbers will fall into play. Once we get into 2026, we're looking at 25 million metric ton a year for the next 3 years, which is their average amount that they have bought from us over the previous 5 years. So it's not a bullish trade agreement, but it is a friendly trade agreement, as it has brought China back to our market for at least 3 years. As long as they honor their deal and continue to buy. That's what's going to be watched moving forward. The biggest thing to watch now is just where, as we're ending the marketing year or the crop year for 2025, is just where these exports are going to fall moving forward.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.